Good morning, everybody. It's time for another cup of coffee with Thompson. Hello out there, my 85,000, our 85,000, the 85,000 listeners to our this fantastic show that we love to do for you so much. And thank you again for listening in India, in China, in England, in Italy, and all across the world. Good morning, listeners.
Good morning, listeners, all out there.
And all, and Mr. and Mrs. America, and all the ships at sea. Hey, Thompson, so the regular season of baseball has ended, and we are going into the playoffs, and the San Francisco Giants have made the wild card spot with the Pittsburgh Pirates, and we got to beat the Pirates to go further in the playoffs. Do you think we can take the Pittsburgh Pirates?
Yes, I think we can throw them out of the game.
So do you think our defense is going to be the key, or do you think we have the slugging power to get past the formidable murderer's row that the Pirates have operating?
I will guess get them out of the game.
So it's going to be defense, yeah. Got to be low, not a lot of scoring going on, huh?
Yeah.
More pitching battle.
I see a ball go straight into one of the Pirates' stomachs. I'll see them go straight out of the game.
Well, yeah, I guess if you get hit in the gut with a ball, you might be dropped.
Yep, like this.
But you know what? What's coming up? We're already in the preseason, even though I haven't watched a single game yet because I've been so fixated on the Giants making the playoffs. We are in the preseason of the new season of the NHL. And the Detroit Red Wings start playing the first week of October. The whole thing kicks off in next week. Next week, the regular season starts. How excited are you about the upcoming NHL season?
Super!
Now, you've also been, we have both embarked on a little exploration of soccer, Premier League soccer. So, we have decided to be Liverpool supporters, right?
Liverpool, I guess.
But who's our big opponent, our big rival?
Liverpool, duh!
No, we are Liverpool, our big opponent, the guys we don't like. Manchester United.
Manchester United!
Yeah, boo Manchester United, boo Man U! But seriously, what do you think? Do you think Danny Alfredson is coming back for the season for the Red Wings? You're shaking your head no. You don't think Alfie's coming back? Why not?
Because I guess he's a little old now.
Yeah, I think so too. I'm worried. He was our biggest point scorer last year, even with all the injuries. And that doesn't speak well of the rest of the team, for one thing. Because as good as Alfie is, he's very old. He's, like, as old as I am. What do you think is our future? I mean, do you think the kids are ready to play a full season at NHL level, Detroit Red Wing level of expectations?
I think the kids are ready to play at NH Kids.
NH Kids. Well, they were kids last year, but we need a lot more production from guys like DeKaiser,
like
and Nyquist. Kids. Nyquist and DeKaiser and Riley Sheehan. And, you know, we got Yurko. We need more Tatar. We need production from these guys. And I worry, you know, I worry. Are they ready to be full-on year-round Red Wings? I mean, we signed Quincy to a 2-year deal, which is, you know, that tells you how bad the defense has gotten. That Quincy looks great now. No, Nyquist is coming back. Goose is loose.
Surely Nyquist is coming back because
you love Nyquist, don't you?
Because if Nyquist doesn't come back, we'll be soup.
We'll be soup. Okay. So what else have you been doing lately? You've been working on your letters and you're getting better every day. How do you feel about writing? Now that you've been reading for 2 years and now you're starting to write. Pretty soon you'll be writing full words. Right now we're just working on the alphabet characters. What do you think about that?
It's
So what's your favorite letter to draw?
I think, well, actually, I have lots of good letters I can, letters I can draw. Like, A is pretty easy. It's just an upside down V with a line across.
Yeah.
And the easiest of all is Z.
Z, why is that the easiest?
Because it's just a sideways N, you know?
Yeah. What's the hardest letter to draw?
I will guess 09 or OQPTYZ.
OQPT and PTY and. Wait, not Z, because you just said Z was the easiest. O is the hardest, so O and Q?
Yeah, O, just O. Q, I can do perfectly.
Well, if you can do a Q perfectly, you should be able to do an O perfectly, because a Q is just an O with a bar.
Well, I can do an O perfectly, because that's not a little, like, you know, bar to stand it up.
So pretty soon you're going to start writing words, like actual words that you can read. And like we're going to start building these letters, random letters, these just building your alphabet into actual pages of text. Are you excited about that at all?
Yes.
You're not worried at all?
No, I'm so happy and excited. Well, all listeners out there.
We're almost out of time, so let's do special shout-outs.
To Mama, Claude, Lacey, Love, and Brenda, Josie, R. Sebra.
Yeah. And to Grandmother and Godmother and Aunt Lori and Uncle Dave and to Lisa and...
Mr. and Mrs. America and all the ships at sea.
And why don't you close out the program by giving us a little counting in Spanish. En español...
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis, siete, ocho, nueve, diez, once, doce, trece, catorce, quince, dieciséis, diecisiete, dieciocho, diecinueve, veinte.
Very good. Very, very good. Muy bien, niño. Adios, amigos. Adios, todos, peoples. Everybody love everybody.
I can only count to 30.